Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Happy New Year. It's 3 minutes past four. I'm Max Rushton. And this is Charlie Baker.
Happy New Year to you.
What should we put in the podcast?
Lipton.
We'll put Lipton, me,
Arbit,
you, and nothing else.
Just that.
I mean, how many people are going to be listening to this?
A lot of people. They love this podcast.
They do,
Max.
I know, but the two stars aren't on it.
Podcasts are very modern, Max.
I know. I'm thinking about doing one.
You should do one.
I'll have a think about it. Have a nice New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Max. That was lovely, wasn't it? We had no script there.
No.
We riffed it.
Absolutely
riffed it. Like a couple of jazz musicians.
I know.
Knocking them out in the park.
How do you feel about jazz, Charlie?
I love jazz, Max.
Do you really?
Oh, I love four blokes jazzing off in the corner.
Okay.
I love that.
Oh, come on. I mean, seriously.
What's that?
Already?
What?
You're just encouraging. You're totally incorrigible.
I love that.
You really
just
are.
Piano,
how old are you?
Piano,
Charlie Baker, how
bass,
old are you?
Drums, saxophone.
Literally.
They're all there.
They're how old are you? Now listen, Charlie went out until the early hours last night.
No, yes, I was home by midnight.
Don't lie. You can't lie when you're on air.
Okay.
Right? You were out.
I went out last
Are you a little
night.
Bit giddy? Are you a bit excited? Are you going to misbehave the whole of the show?
The whole show is what I'm here for, but right. I'm also here to
I'm glad you're here for the
I'm
whole
here to
thing.
Talk sport, Max.
Yeah, okay.
Talk sport, looking forward to it. We've got a couple of things we want the listener to get involved with.
We absolutely
with,
do,
we?
Yeah. So first of all, plans tonight. My plans tonight, Charlie.
Yeah.
Me and the current Mrs. Rushton.
Oh,
we've booked a little table.
Oh,
at a nice,
how small?
It's a trendy, really tiny.
Tiny little
it's like
table.
A Sylvanian family.
Like the doll's
house. Yes, yeah. And that's not good for my knees. You know, the chairs will be primary school level
it's
chairs.
It's one of these hipster restaurants you go to. Tiny little table, massive food.
Exactly. And it, you know, it does sort of, it does a just a nice toasty. I quite like a toasted sandwich and a nice glass of wine. But we're doing that at 6:30. We'll be home by 8:30. We'll be in bed by 9.
You're going out for a toasted sandwich?
Yeah, yeah.
You can just make that yourself.
Well, I mean, that same goes for pretty much anything.
I know, but pretty easy, a toasted sandwich. I always think it with pasta. I never order pasta in a restaurant either.
Well, that's your first mistake.
Because I think I can easy make that.
That's your first mistake.
Easy make that.
Do you only go out for Chateaubriand? Could I make this at home? No. Is it?
No.
Do you do the same with, you know, you could play football. You don't go to football matches. I could play that.
Right,
same with art galleries.
Okay,
it's a terrible philosophy on life.
A particularly good toasted sandwich you're going out
for. It is a
real
sensation.
And
they button.
And then home.
You've got to button the outside.
You reckon by 9 you'll
be home. The wife will be in bed at 9. You? What are your plans?
Well, I went out last night.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
I don't know.
You don't want to go out again?
No, I had a few pints last night.
Okay.
And I had a very nice time with my friend James. And so I'm going to stay in tonight.
Okay.
You know?
So the point is this. Charlie and I are both free. What are you doing tonight?
Ooh.
Can we come? We'd like details. We'd like who you're going with. Where it is, if it's ticketed, how much we're going to have to pay, what we'd like us to bring if you're having a house party, you know, 5 cans of Grolsch, leave it in the corner, drink someone else's slightly better hipster beer.
It's not much worse than going to your normal local pub and it being 10 quid to get in.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Isn't it? So listen, Dan says, I've got FIFA and Call of Duty night.
Oh.
What's your gamer tag?
Oh.
T Nelson Micro user.
Lovely.
Dave says, only if you bring your wife. Dave, I'm not.
That's not part of it. She's going to bed.
She's going to bed, yes. I'm not. Right now, you know, I haven't swung in the 2010s. I'm not planning to start now. I don't think it'd be a weird time
still
to start.
Still time.
If I get home and say, oh, do you know what? I've had a great idea.
This
love.
Is Sheila.
yeah. Dave Whiteside, at Whiteside 92, has suggested we start experimenting. I don't think it's a great idea.
Ian in Bedford. Mm. Unless his name's Ian Bedford.
Okay.
Max, the wife and me are staying in tonight, but I'd rather you and Charlie didn't turn up.
Fair enough. Absolutely
no
fine.
I mean, you can tell us that as well if
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Want.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. And the key there is Ian in Bedford is saying, because otherwise we might show up and that would be awkward because then you'd have to, you'd open the door, you'd be like, yeah. Oh, I can't not let them
We've
in.
Gone all the way to Bedford.
Yeah, we've gone to Bedford and, you know, Mrs. Ian is going, who is it? And then what would we have to do? We'd have to, like, maybe we could make the cards out of Love Actually.
Yeah.
Saying, while your wife's not there, we'd just
Ian,
like to come in.
Can we
we'll
come
hide
in, Ian?
We'll hide in the loft and play crossbows and catapults. It'll be fine. Bearded Wheezy says, I'm going to sit in front of my television and watch 2019. Die.
Oh, nice.
You're not invited.
Oh, that's lovely. Isn't
he's really
lovely?
He's bang up for 2020. Gab says, I'm at home, bucket of chicken wings, reading Emil Heskey's book.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Me and my wife are doing Come Dine With Me for each other.
Oh, okay.
This isn't me, this is Humpo on Twitter. But I'm struggling for ideas on a dessert.
Yeah.
Welcome round if you bring one. What would you take round to Humpo's house for his to try and win Come
is,
Dine
right,
With
the
Me?
The thing is, right, the best dessert. If you're ever around for dinner and someone says, oh, here's just a bowl of M&M's and Haribo.
Oh, yeah.
You're happier than anything they've made.
Sure, come on now.
I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious.
If someone whips out a Viennetta, Max?
Not interested.
No? Someone whips out an Arctic roll?
No. Well, it's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Kind of Arctic rolls in central Cambridge. Who do you think I am?
Stiffy toffee.
I'm not a psychopath.
Stiffy toffee pudding.
What?
Sticky toffee pudding.
Charlie Baker!
That was a mistake. That wasn't a meant one. I didn't mean that one.
You are just absolutely terrible.
There we are. Anyway, that's what we're after. What can we do tonight?
Yeah, Emma says, I'm going to a friend's flat in Filey. There'll be five kids, between 12 and 2 and a dog. You're very welcome, as long as you know the words to Baby Shark and can do the hokey cokey.
Oh.
You know where it's at.
Put your whole self into it.
Gary says, going out for a cheese toastie. How way, man, Max? Oh. I think he's with you.
Yeah.
Richard says, I'm playing World of Warcraft all night. You're welcome to join us, Max. The other thing we'd like you to get in touch with, I was having dinner with a friend of mine who has never had a cup of tea in his whole life.
In his whole life?
Whole life, never had a cup of tea.
Through choice or had one once and
No. Literally has never touched his lips. The tea has never touched his lips. Never had a cup of tea. He's had one coffee, didn't like it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Never had a cup of tea. So then we said he's clearly never had a cup of tea in the whole of this decade.
Okay, yeah.
Is there anything that you, any of our wonderful listeners, have not done in the whole decade? Would
Lovely.
They be prepared to do it for the first time to a national radio audience of, I'm going to say, millions? As in, they can go to Radio 2. Ring up Radio 2. But if not, if there's something you've have never done this decade, like there's just so you've just it's just, you know, the days lead into night, lead into weeks, lead into months, into years. Time passes by. That's what happens to all of us. And you might go, oh, do you know what? I've not.
My father-in-law, Doug, he's never worn jeans, Max.
Never wore
not
jeans.
Not just this decade. Never worn jeans in his whole life. Maybe tonight's the night he slips on his Levi's.
Why not? But, like, would you come on air and put some jeans on for us? That's a weird sordid fetish, isn't it? I like people who put clothes on in front of me. Jamie says, I'm a paramedic working tonight. You're welcome to come along, bring rubber gloves and a gum shield.
Well, I bet you.
Why not? I think we'd really help. I'll bring
the medical people.
If we, you know, absolutely. Well done to the emergency services and the AA, of course. But obviously we'll come, but I'd like to bring a bottle of Rioja and I'll just...
we'll just walk around behind the paramedics.
Exactly. Everything all right?
Oh, look at this guy here. Yeah. This guy, his leg looks sore.
This is four families coming round, drinking, playing darts, pool and table tennis.
Oh, that's a perfect
Just
night.
Bring drink. Oh, that's a tremendous one.
That's
so
very
listen,
good.
What are you doing tonight? Can we come? Just give us all the details. If there's something you haven't done this decade, I said you had 9 hours. You've actually got 11 hours. Okay, you've got 10 hours and 45 minutes to do it. Tell us what it is. And if we can make it happen, then we will.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Andrew says, my wife goes to bed early. My friend's wife also goes to bed early.
Oh.
So he arrives at mine on New Year's Eve at about 11 o'clock, leaves at 5 a.m., completely smashed. Our wives never actually know. You might as well join us, Max.
Stealth drinking.
Stealth session. Charlie and I don't have plans. Harky says, Max, I'm going to Blackpurd in Pontyland, Newcastle. Get on a flight and join us. Got a massive table.
Ooh.
That sounds like a living hell.
That sounds like a great night out, Max. Come on.
Sick in my own mouth.
Oh, that's a big table.
Is it one of those places where they have sparklers coming out of bottles of vodka and stuff? Oh, that's not for me.
Here we go. Oh, I've been... Hi, lads. Boots and Laces, which is lovely, Max.
Yeah.
Torquay United's famous clubhouse.
Yeah.
Holding a New Year's Eve party tonight. Come on. It's a great night. Happy New Year. That's Steve, who's a massive Torquay fan.
Craig in Uttoxeter says, heard Charlie talking about Viennetta and Arctic Roll. Thought I'd quantum leaped back to the 80s. So I'll watch Back to the Future in your honour. Happy New Year, chaps. I can't invite you to your soft southerners and my shops don't sell rosé wine.
Class warfare.
That's all we want.
Oh, we've asked when people to do stuff that they haven't done all decade.
Yes, this is nice. Yeah.
This is nice from Gary in Glasgow. This decade, I haven't had a text message read out by a presenter who's pretending they're breathing helium. So do you want
to... Well, he has to send in another text.
Oh, yeah, another text. Yeah. Yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Sean says, I've never said the word Arsenal in 10 years.
Do you want to ring us and say Arsenal?
Clive says, hi, Max and Charlie. This decade, I've yet to say no to my boss and tell him what I really think of him. Perhaps I should do it today. Or maybe you could do it for me. Absolutely, Clive. Just give us your name and the company. Yep. We'll absolutely do it. Michael says, I'm currently waiting in Tokyo Haneda Airport Arrivals Lounge for my girlfriend to get here. I've got a block of four seats and Peter Crouch's autobiography. An hour and a half to midnight. She's delayed any longer. I'll be sleeping here and using his words as a pillow.
Maybe she's not coming.
It's nice. It's true.
Maybe she's just not turning up.
What do you think?
Left at the airport.
Oh, that's pretty brutal.
Dumped.
That is brutal, isn't it?
No.
Somebody asked that. Neil said, hi, Max. For New Year, could you please ask my girlfriend to come back? I doubt she'll hear this unless she's suddenly become a van driver and joined TalkSport Singles. Neil in Ipswich. Sharon Stone
has joined TalkSport Singles.
She has, yeah.
She couldn't get on Bumble. I'm sure you all heard about that. Sharon Stone is now on there, I think.
So, Neil, we can't get... if Mrs. Neil is listening, he regrets what he's done. And he'd love you. Think of it. It's a beautiful time of year. You've made a mistake, Mrs. Neil. He forgives you. Just give it one more try. If not, you will see him walking down Ipswich High Street with Sharon Stone and you'll regret the mistake that you made. You're listening to Hawksman Jacobs on TalkSport, bringing people together.
Finally.
As 2019 comes to a close. Muller says, I'm listening to you from Zambia in Africa. Hello, mate. I've not had a single drop of alcohol since I got wasted on my birthday in 2009. You guys are tempting me to go out and get drunk and miss out on the fireworks.
Zambian brew is. What do you think it is? I don't know.
Okay, they've probably got a crisp lager. Do you reckon it is? Stella. Almost certainly. In which case, whatever you choose to do, hope you enjoy it tremendously. If you want to get in touch with the show, Charlie and I have no real plans from about 9 o'clock this evening, so can we come to your place? Whatever you're doing, tell us what you're doing, where it is, what you want us to bring. 81089 on the text. You can tweet at Max Rushton at Baker's tweet. And things that you haven't done at all this decade, if you'd just let us know and we'll try and fix them up for you. But unlike Woody, if we could keep them out of the bedroom, be useful for all of us and our careers.
Anonymous says, I'll be spending the evening alone with a beer and a biryani.
That sounds tremendous.
We've got his number or her number.
Yeah. So we ring him.
We could find out where that is and go round.
Can you do that?
I don't know if we're allowed
just
to do
phone
that.
Phone number. I think that is... I don't think that's the main reason for getting people to text the show.
Well,
but give it a try, okay. Charlie.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Vignette time, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Do you want...
I'm just getting over the sight of you dancing to that light reggae beat.
I was auditioning for a sort of minor role in Death in Paradise.
Oh, right, okay.
I wanted to be in the back of the bar. You know, when they've solved the murder and they're all having another beer at that rum shack. And I could just be there in the background being one of those expats. Yeah, someone who's lived abroad for years and they never tell you why, and it's probably because they did something heinous in this country. That's what I would be. I'd be that one of those guys. You remember yesterday, the Daily Star had a lot of seasonal cheer, didn't it?
Oh, lovely yesterday,
really,
wasn't it?
Really, sort of just the letters page filled with positivity.
You found yourself in the Daily Star,
I really feel they're speaking my language. JG from Nottingham.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say, I'm with Pete Flint from North Wales about the amount of male cast with beards in Coronation Street. Not a good look. I've got a few spare razors I could send them. Thank you, JG. Do you want to hear from Lynn in Hessel?
I think what Coronation Street is doing is mirroring the amount of beards in society.
I think you're right.
JG.
Absolutely, yeah. Lynn in Hessel.
Imagine writing a letter about that. To the paper.
Lynn in Hessel. She says this. She says, Really, you know, that period between Christmas and New Year, it's a happy, upbeat time, yeah, isn't lovely, it? You wish people well. Sick of seeing overrated, overpaid so-called celebrities on the box. Same old faces, same old drab. We need new blood.
Yes, we do. I agree with Lynn there. Oh, we need new people.
Talking about yourself.
Yeah. Just trying to get...
So many TV shows I think I could host. I really could do all of them.
All of them.
I could slip straight from Love Island to Newsnight without just a change of clothes.
You think?
I could sashay into the Love Island. I could sashay into the villa in a sort of cute little onesie in super slow-mo and say, who do you fancy? Yeah. Who have you bedded tonight? Sean or whatever. Yeah. And then I could come back in and I could...
He's mugged you off, my darling. Yeah,
and then I could, you know, I could haul Michael Gove over the coals.
And say to him, who have you bedded tonight?
Yes, I'd get it muddled
Mr.
up.
Mr. Gove.
That would be a problem. 60s teen from Manchester says, to the BBC, why would Christine Keeler order a full English in the 1960s when the phrase wasn't coined till decades later? Slip up in research there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full English, please. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Yes. Let me get my pen out. EBG. Do the hairy bikers put hair nets on the food they prepare because they don't put them on their heads? Never.
Ooh, I saw one of the hairy bikers.
Lots of festive cheer
in,
there from
in
the
Panto
Pally
once.
Did you, yeah?
One
was
of
it?
The hairy bikers.
Enjoy?
In, not really, no. No, he wasn't. He didn't seem to know his lines.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an occupational hazard, isn't it?
That's Panto. Can I read you one? I've got...
absolutely. Yeah,
a BBC... This is Antiques Gross Show. BBC Antiques Roadshow expert took a sip of what he believed was a 150-year-old bottle of port.
I watched this, actually.
It was actually full of urine, rusty nails, and a human hair.
Who bottled that? When
that was lovely.
When was that the drink of choice?
This explains it. Hold on a minute. Andy McConnell tasted the contents in 2016 for a show in Tresillac. Cornwall explains it. That would be a delicacy down there.
You know how we're always looking to go viral on TalkSport, aren't we?
We're always
trying to find good minutes to put on social media. The BBC will screen a saucy art lesson with nude models. Life Drawing Live will feature 2 hours of cameras slowly panning around naked bodies. The BBC 4 show will be hosted by former children's presenter Josie Darby. Artists will be invited to draw models of all shapes and sizes. BBC 4 chief Cassian Harrison
said... I was
going to
say it's BBC 4, it's not CBeebies.
That's not she's no longer on CBeebies. BBC 4 chief Cassian Harrison said it's a celebration of a proud and long artistic tradition.
Yes.
Absolutely, this is made for TalkSport.
How do they know?
Think of our daytime schedule and think of what we could do if we allowed, during a day of TalkSport, artists to come in. All the presenters go completely naked.
Lovely.
So let's say we start with Alan Brazil and Sam Allardyce.
Lovely.
Right? You need a big pad.
Yeah.
And we get artists come in and do them.
Yeah.
Right?
Why is everyone nude for this?
But that's
oh, it's the life drawing.
Yeah, because if it's otherwise, people aren't going to get excited.
Yeah.
Then you've got Jim Nat and I reckon Danny Murphy. You know, they'll do it.
Because
Danny's got kind of that, you know, the resting go away face of Murphy, right?
Yeah. And Jim White would definitely do it.
Totally, absolutely. Yeah. And then obviously Hawksby and Jacobs. That I mean, that is tremendous, isn't it? Because you need all ages, right? right? And you know, and then you've got Durham and Gough. It's perfect, isn't it? Look at that.
Goodness
Who wouldn't
me.
Want that on their, you know, that what? Should be the calendar for 2020. The life drawing. We can get
Day
one of these life
for
drawers.
For charity.
The daytime lineup of TalkSport.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You could just text those lads, see if they're in, see if they're up for it.
Max, you ever watch Naked Attraction?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that?
Do you know what I have seen? This is
find it the most embarrassing program. My wife absolutely loves it.
Grimsby have announced Ian Holloway as the new manager.
Have they?
Breaking news. Yes, because he was just about to come in and do his life drawing.
Can we get the sting? Can we get the breaking news sting? Because that's...
we get him on.
Exciting, isn't it?
Text Ian. He's probably out metal detecting right now. Maybe he just went for a long walk in the West Country and ended up in Grimsby. And he's like,
long way from Bristol.
Well, yes, but when your mind is taking away with the metal detecting, you just keep on walking. Naked Attraction is a very curious TV show where you one contestant is fully clothed, and then the date they have six
other naked people to choose from,
mm-hmm. and they start from the first thing you see is waist down.
Yeah.
It's never a good look for either sex. If
they're
honest.
Not chosen for the date,
yeah.
they have to walk over to them still naked.
Yeah.
Like it flapping around and winking at you, or whatever, you know. And it's like I can't watch it. I'm too embarrassed to watch it. My wife loves it. She's howling away, and I'm like, oh, please. Absolutely not.
Very strange.
Ian Holloway at Grimsby. That's going to be great fun for them.
Yeah, like if you're a Grimsby fan, you want to, you know, you just discover that you've probably got plans. You have to change them now to go and welcome Holloway. Hashtag welcome Holloway Grimsby.
I'm going to try and get Lloyd Griffith on because he's obviously
that's a great
massive
idea.
Grimsby fan. Okay, I'll ring him now.
Do you wear a lot of jewellery?
I wear my wedding ring and a bracelet for my children.
Oh, yeah, that is sweet. What it's okay, nice, what's the value, combined value of those two things?
Sentimentally, Max, priceless. Although I did, this is the second bangle I had, bracelet, because I lost the first one drunk in Berlin.
Oh, dear. Did you tell the kids?
I've told everyone. It's said on national radio.
Okay, but were the kids okay about that?
They're fine about it. It's got me another one.
The Daily Mirror has on has Cristiano Ronaldo is wearing a white suit somewhere. He's at some awards.
He's
bash.
Won the award at world's best footballer.
Absolutely, the Dubai Globe Soccer Awards. Oh, okay, what we needed was another set of international football awards to get us going, didn't they? He's wearing a number of rings. He's got two rings. One is a large bejeweled affair. The other is. Just a simple, well, I say simple, it's got diamonds all around it, but it doesn't have like a big rock in the middle of it. And he's also got a watch on. Would you like to have a guess at the combined value of the rings?
I reckon
the yellow diamond on his middle finger and a diamond eternity band on his ring finger, combined value?
£500,000.
No. 200, don't be ridiculous.
Well,
it's Ronaldo. He's not vulgar.
It's Ronaldo, he's in Dubai. It could be any amount of money, couldn't it?
To 250 grand. For his rings.
If you're a darts player, you only wear your rings on your non-throwing hand.
Okay, yeah.
That's what
it
used to be. I don't know if that's still the same.
And his watch is white gold, diamond-studded Rolex. How much are you going to pay for that?
I'm going to pay £250,000.
£380,000. There you go. He owns a £1.2 million Frank Muller watch, but he wasn't wearing that at the time. I don't have any more information on the jewellery of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Do you wear any jewellery, Max?
Whose jewellery is better, him or Messi's?
Hims or Messi's.
That's the debate, isn't it?
I don't remember seeing Messi in any jewellery.
Okay.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Good afternoon, this is... what are you laughing at?
It's just the, you know...
I naturally have rhythm, I can't help it. What am I meant to do?
You really get into it.
Lose your inhibition. Look, it's good to dance, isn't it?
New Year's Eve. Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to TalkSport.
Yeah. They're my words.
Read the script.
Max Rush and Charlie Baker with you till 4. Now, FIFA considering its most radical change to the offside law for a generation. Discussions are taking place inside the world's governing body. You could see the law change. So a player's offside only if there is clear daylight between them and a defending player. It would be trialled.
what happens is FIFA press ahead with this. It will take the proposal to the International FA Board, to IFAB, to ask for it to be trialled and then change the laws to the game. The last such big change came in 1990 when level was allowed. Previously, an attacker had to be behind the defender. Let's talk to Martin Lipton, Chief Sports Reporter from The Sun. Happy New Year, Martin.
Happy New Year all.
Daylight. Now, my fear with daylight, and I've seen a few people, Miguel Delaney from The Independent, amongst others, tweeting about this, is that that gives such an advantage to the attacker. We all accept that the defender has too much of an advantage at the moment, but daylight would mean the attacker has so much of an advantage that defences would have to sit deep and you'd have teams parking the bus who normally play a high line.
I think that's a big danger, yes. Whatever happens, if you change any rule with laws, people will find a way around it. Personally, I think that more viable would be to have a sort of the law as it stands, but build in, say, a 20-centimetre margin of error for those who are using VAR. Because at any other level of the game, it's purely on the eyesight of the linesman. They make mistakes. We have now a technology which can determine whether those decisions are correct. And if you build in a margin of error and you say 20 centimetres or 30 centimetres or whatever it might be, and 30 centimetres is a foot, of course, then you have a bit more of an opportunity to get more right decisions. And you also give a bit of a balance in favour of the attacking team, but not a completely huge one.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what the reaction would have been by, say, Jose, if Pookie's goal had been allowed, or you know, all those goals, you know, or Pep, if that Sheffield United goal had been allowed. I mean, that's the key. I think we all feel, I don't know about you, Martin or Charlie, but as far as I can tell, pretty much every football fan, if they put their own allegiance aside, thinks all those tight ones should have been given as goals at the weekend, and they all weren't. But how would the managers react if it went the other way?
Well, they wouldn't be very happy, would they? I mean, I actually thought that the Musset one was the clearest of the five over the weekend.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But the other ones were pretty clear, as were the ones on Boxing Day, Kane against Brighton. And, you know, I'm afraid it does balance out pretty much. I mean, the only team it doesn't really balance out for is Wolves, who've had six decisions changed against them and none changed in their favour so far this season. Well, they would have been 7 points better off. But in the main, it does even itself out. And also, this is what we were told. We were told, and this is it's strange that IFAB have now changed their stance from overnight from where they had been previously, and they're now setting themselves against both FIFA and UEFA, who say that offside is offside, there is no grey area, you're either off or you're on, and you use the technology, including 3D geometry, to prove whether it's off or on. So the Premier League do that, and now they're getting pelters from IFAB for doing what they were told to do by FIFA and UEFA. So it just seems a bit unreasonable to me. The problem is, and it's quite simple, we have got 21st technology bolted onto a game that's still run from a 19th century rulebook, even with the tweaks. And in the 19th century and in the early and the 20th century, until we had this video technology and 3D geometry, people just weren't aware of what they saw. Well, now that isn't good enough anymore, because we've had 20 years or more of conspiracy theorists blaming bent referees, it's all bias, it's all in favour of the big clubs, etc., etc. Well, VAR isn't in favour of anyone. That's why, particularly in offsides, it equally harms everyone. You know, Liverpool had the Firmino goal, which was actually flagged offside. People forget that at Villa. And the Mane goal against Watford that went to VAR didn't count. They've also had things go in their favour. It's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me like they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater a bit, but I don't think the problem's been the offside rule. It's just how they've implemented it with VAR. I think that's the...
I think it is that VAR's exposed the law as being not what we want it to be.
Exactly.
It's just that it's minuscule, isn't it? It's just those minuscule things that people don't get. It ruins the flow of the game.
The other problem is people moan about the lines. Because there's a fundamental lack of understanding of what the lines are. The lines aren't there, drawn on the screen, to determine offside.
Yeah.
They are there to illustrate what the 3D geometry has already determined.
Right.
The 3D positioning gives the pixel at which the player's third most advanced point is. The lines are then automatically drawn on to make it clear to the watching television viewer why the decision has gone either onside or offside.
But then this
because
is
a... they can't be accurate, the lines, because you are putting a 2D image onto a 3D reality.
But this is the point, surely, that no one knows, the fans don't know what's going on. They're not told, there's no clarity at all. And this is the whole problem with all of it.
Well, they just don't listen.
But the communication isn't good enough then, if they're not listening.
Well, yeah, people don't want to listen. Because people want it to be a conspiracy. I spend all my time being told on social media, it's all the FA's fault. Well, the FA aren't responsible for it. You know, the Premier League is an FA conspiracy. The FA don't have any say in the Premier League apart from the nominal golden share, which actually means nothing. You know, PGMOL, you can argue that some of the things they do are wrong. I personally feel they should be using the monitors. But IFAB protocol does not mandate them to use the monitors. I think it will do for next season, because I think Wenger is certainly keen on changing that. There's a fundamental misapprehension, because sometimes people don't want to listen to things that they don't like.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I do think you see it in Australia and you see it in other countries where it's working better than here, that over time it will get better. I do tend to think I personally, in my love of football, would prefer to take some wrong decisions and let the game flow. You know, I preferred the Birmingham Leeds game or the Old Firm at the weekend, and Glendenning on Sunday was saying, you know, actually never really got irate about referees and linesmen getting it wrong, and now he's getting irate about them all getting it right. You know,
this is all about the fact there were not enough correct decisions. Now we're getting over 90% of decisions correct, the highest percentile there's ever been, and there's more criticism of a system that's getting things right than there was for the system was getting things wrong. You know, last season it was 82%. This year it will be over 90%. That's a huge differential. And it does mean a more equal and accurate and fair final outcome. Mm.
And it's not going away, is it? I mean, much as we'd like to put it back in its box, this is here. This is here to stay now.
Genies don't get put back in bottles. Ooh. Simple as that. And it's out. It's there. We've got to be realistic about it. What you can do, I think you do, there is a genuine need to revisit the law. Whatever the right outcome is, lots of options. You could just measure on feet, because after all, it is football rather than body parts. Again, that's fine, and I've no problem with that. That's an option, probably a fairer option than arguing over parts of bodies. Although this armpit rule isn't true, it's actually shoulder. People don't seem to quite understand that, but there you go. It is complicated, and there is no one simple fix. It doesn't exist. We're going to have to just play with it and find a way that's better. But essentially, we're getting more correct decisions.
Do you agree with Graham Potter that soon drones will be refereeing football matches?
I think the drones have been refereeing football matches forever, haven't they?
Very good, very good. Now, it sounded like there was an alarm going on. Had you just robbed a closed shop, Martin?
And keep it quiet.
Kept the tag on that new jacket.
Officer, it wasn't me.
Listen, thanks so much for coming on, Martin. Have a good new year, mate.
Bye-bye.
Martin Lipton, their chief sports reporter for the Sun. I know you want the genie to go. I'm trying to think.
Like
in Aladdin, I think at some point...
I think he does go back in,
only for a little bit.
So you know, it's daylight rule, so you have to have daylight. Why don't they give the linos really strong torches, right?
Okay.
and they have to shine the light
like a laser,
and they have to shine the light between, and if they can see the other person,
it's got to be such a powerful laser.
If the
in daylight,
other person can see the laser, the other assistant referee, the other side can see the laser, they know they're offside.
It's going through the bodies.
It's a good idea.
Mark
does
say, is the new daylight rule for offside going to cause issues in evening matches under floodlights?
Yeah.
Listen, I think Martin was pretty spot on there. What you want is, you want to look at it and go, yeah, it looks onside to me.
Yeah,
and everyone go, that's fine. And I think all the managers would be totally fine. They would
Why don't they let the players decide if he was offside or not? Just have a conversation about it.
Yeah,
be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
respecting the game.
Absolutely true. You and I were discussing, you know, what they should put on during the VAR delays. And the conclusion from the excellent listeners was Nigella's 5-minute meals on the big screen. Because that would be really excellent, wouldn't it? You know, has Lallana handballed it? We don't know, but there's everyone likes
Nigella. Here's how to make a potato croquette.
Exactly, yeah. And so you'd come away from the game informed. You'd have learnt a bit more and you wouldn't have got so upset about the VAR.
It's a lovely idea.
It's great insight. People accuse us of not taking the game seriously enough.
Oh, Anonymous has been on. I've just opened a bottle of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Not on air. We wanted people to do it on air for us,
absolutely.
But no. And he's broken his partner's favourite vase with the cork. Do you think that's true or not? Anonymous. Sounds like a sort of set up in a sitcom, doesn't it?
I don't think...
you would lie. Why would you lie to TalkSport about that?
Well, for mega lols to get, and for all the kudos that brings.
Right, okay.
He'll be walking around town now. Yeah, pulled the wool over those guys' eyes.
Yeah, but then you'd want to put your name to it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He hasn't thought it through, or no. Maybe you haven't.
Well, okay.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Clips of the Week, right, is the best part of TalkSport.
Is it?
It's 3:30 with Hawksby and Jacobs every Friday. Yeah, it's brilliant. The podcast is really good. And the rule of Clips of the Week is that it's about... You don't become a clip if you realize. It's about self-awareness,
yeah.
Right? If the clip goes and you don't realize what you said, then it's entered to a Clips of the Week. So some things don't qualify that occasionally deserve a repeat airing. And
a lot of Nigel, by the way, is Fisherman's Blues, which I always like.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great part of the show. And I there was one thing that happened to me this year. I was on my air with Barry on a Sunday, one of the warm-ups, two fine shows, the warm-ups, game day warm-up with me and Charlie and the warm-up.
It's game day tomorrow.
So anyway, this is a clip that I think you will like. Raheem Sterling got booked yesterday.
Oh,
here we go. Too excited. It's a good
little duet with yourself.
Exactly.
There.
It's a clip. I am trying to discuss tactical fouls.
Okay.
Manchester City's tactical fouls.
Yeah.
And I make a mistake, which leads to
building it up.
Leads to this. Raheem Sterling got booked yesterday, and I am convinced the only reason he got booked for a tactical, you know, one of those tactical fouls that Man City just do all the time. You know, they never stop. No one else fouls.
They're probably doing one now.
They probably are. Fernandinho's just tugging people as he goes to the shops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
sorry, I didn't mean... It's quite a serious allegation, Max. Oh, Max.
I didn't mean that. Oh, well, we thought it was going to be, you know, you say when the new ball dies, you have to... Sam is saying move on.
There's an ad break or something coming up.
I think there is. Yeah, we're late to break anyway, so we might as well do that. Hey, coming up in just a second, the Stanley Archers. And it... he's just when he goes shopping, you know sometimes the mood takes you sometimes. What can you say?
So we are. It sounds silly. Silly.
Sounds like a silly show. When you play it back to your
show.
Well, how have they got a job on the radio?
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.